Thank you, Brother Cooper, for that beautiful song. Jesus came out alive. Hallelujah. We'll turn your Bibles to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, my subject this morning, Behold Your King. I think we've been doing that this morning, beholding the King. But today is the day we celebrate our Lord's triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago. For the disciples, it was a great day of excitement and joy. For the people that were watching, it was a great day of excitement and joy. But for Jesus, it was a day of destiny. This event is so significant that it is found in all four of the Gospels. I've chosen to read John's Gospel today. John 12, verse 12. Scripture say, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an donkey's coat, on the coat of a donkey, not the donkey, but the coat of the donkey. These things, verse 17, these things understood not his disciples at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him and that they had done these things unto him. My subject this morning, Behold Your King. That word behold, it means to stop, to look, to meditate on it, and to understand your King is coming. Let us pray. Father, we love you and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this season of the year. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you came to us. Songwriter said we couldn't go to where you were, but you came to us. And Lord, we thank you that you're alive and for these wonderful testimonies that we are hearing. Lord, that you're in our midst. The power of the Holy Ghost is here. And Holy Ghost, you're on a mission. You always come to exalt the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching hearts, changing lives, and for what you do. We give you all the glory. And the church said, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, the common people and the disciples of the Lord, they began to rejoice and they began to shout as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on this particular occasion. Prior to this occasion, Jesus had gone to the tomb and raised Lazarus from the dead. And the people had heard about this great miracle, and many of the people, they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And they took palm branches and they went forth to meet him. And they began to shout, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the King of Israel. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, the word Hosanna, it means he is the Lord that saves. I like that. How many of you have been saved? He is the Lord that saves. These people, however, they were looking for an earthly king. They were looking for someone who could save them and deliver them from the oppressive power of the Roman government. Look at John 12:13 again. These people, they took palm branches and they cried out, John 12:13, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. I want you to notice something. This is the first time that the people of Israel called Jesus the King. And in so doing, they were saying, he is our Messiah. They were welcoming him as the King of Israel. But I want you to notice three truths today from the scriptures I read about Palm Sunday. These are three things that are very significant. I'm going to use a lot of scripture today. But the first truth that I want you to notice is the word save us now. As Jesus makes his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, they are crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, which means he is the Lord that saves, or save us now. They are quoting an Old Testament prophecy. Look at Psalms 118, verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. This is the scripture that they're quoting. And they're saying, save us now. Send us prosperity now. Don't just save us, God, but save us now. This thing is affecting every area of our life, Lord. We need salvation and we need it now. Save us now. from the oppressive power of the government. Save us now from this sickness and disease. Save us now from this financial bondage. Save us now from the oppressive power of the devil. Oh, Lord Jesus, save us now. Now, isn't that what we cry out when we face the storms of life? Don't just save us, God, but save us now. Hallelujah. I like instantaneous miracles, but praise God, I've learned some things in this walk. He's going to save me whether it happens right now. He's going to heal me whether it happens right now. It doesn't matter. I know He's going to take care of my need. He's going to take care of your need. Make Him Lord of your life. If you want everything that God has, give Him everything that you have, and miracles will show up in your life. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God's people have always cried out to the Lord when they got in trouble. The pattern is found throughout the scriptures. But we're not supposed to just cry out to God when we're in trouble. We're also to cry out to God in our praise, in our adoration for what the Lord has already done. Now, I want us to take Psalms 107 today, because I love this phrase that's repeated four times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. But there's another phrase that's repeated four times. And I want you to see this pattern in the scriptures. It will help you greatly in your walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, watch this pattern. Notice, first of all, Israel cries out to God. Secondly, God delivers them. And then God says what He desires from His people after He delivers them. Now watch the pattern. Psalms 107 verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Now this next verse is also going to be repeated four times in the scriptures that I'm going to read over and over again. Look at verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distress. And He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation or dwelling place. I could stop right there. He led them in the right way. The Spirit will always lead you in the paths of righteousness and holiness. He will lead you the right way. Now, I want you to watch this, because this verse, as I said earlier, will also be repeated over and over in the scriptures. And this is what God desires from His people, by the way. Psalms 107 verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Now I want you to look at verse 11 and watch the pattern. Psalms 107 verse 11. Because they rebelled. Rebel what? Against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Now watch this. Here it is, second time. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness. Didn't He do that for us? And the shadow of death. We just heard testimonies this morning how He brought people out of the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness. He saved us, brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And the shadow of death and their bands, break their bands in sunder. Look at verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Now, look at verse 18. Watch this same pattern. Psalms 107, verse 18. Their souls abhor all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Here they are, crying out to God. Verse 19. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. What a good God. Hallelujah. I love this. He sent His word and healed them. You can be healed right while I'm preaching. Matter of fact, I need some healing. And I had the prayer team get around me and pray for me this morning. I had them pray for me in Sunday school. I said, but I know one thing, I can get healed while I'm preaching. There it is. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. And here it is repeated again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. My Lord and my God, what a great God we serve. Three times Israel found themselves in trouble. Three times God delivered them out of that trouble. But instead of praising God, instead of worshiping God after their deliverance, they failed to acknowledge God's goodness, they fail to serve Him with all their heart. They fail to make Him the number one priority in their life. And they find themselves in trouble over and over again. And anybody that lives that kind of lifestyle, you can be washed in the blood. You can be born again. But if you don't make Jesus number one in your life, you will have problem after problem after problem. And you'll have to cry out for deliverance over and over again. This pattern is in the book and is there for a reason, so we can see it. Hallelujah. Three times God has delivered them. Now look at this. Psalms 107 verse 26. They mount up to heaven. They go down against the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Trouble came again. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. And they are at their wit's end. You ever wonder where that saying came from? I've reached my wit's end. That's where that saying came from. Right there. Out of the Holy Bible. Look at verse 28. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He bringeth them out of their distresses. I love this. He maketh the storms a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. And then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. He brought them to a place of rest. You know, the Bible says there remains a rest to the children of God. Labor to enter that rest. You want to find rest and peace? Then labor over the pages of this book. Labor in prayer. Come to church. Don't just come on Sunday morning to get a weekly fix. Come back on Sunday night. We're going to have communion tonight. Hallelujah. Come back on Wednesday night. We're having a youth service Wednesday night. Come on Friday night. We pray. I'll tell you, there's fire on this altar. The Bible says the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Every Friday night, if we can, we come in this place. We get old ashes off and we put new fuel, a new fire, and a new flame on that altar. Hallelujah. I love our prayer team. Give our prayer team a great big hand. Hallelujah. That's why you're experiencing God's presence so much, because this place is prayer conditioned. Hallelujah. Now, listen very carefully, because God is a saving God, and He desires to save us. He is not rebuking them for crying out to Him when they're in trouble. He will not rebuke us. He wants us to cry out. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Seek God. God desires to save us, and He desires us to deliver us when we're in trouble. But what He is saying is this: I wish that praise and thanksgiving and adoration was a lifestyle for you. I wish it would come from your heart. Now, when we open our mouth to praise God, we're talking about to a God that knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. God is saying, I want you to praise me. Not because I brought you out of trouble. He's saying every time you get in trouble, you cry out to me, and that's okay, because I love you and I'm going to deliver you. But God said, I wish that you would praise me at all times simply because of my goodness and my wonderful works to the children of men. You know, it's easy to praise God when God delivers us, but why don't we just develop a lifestyle of praise? Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. He is the Lord that saves. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hosanna. 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 He's my King. Glory to God. Woo! The second truth that I want you to see in these scriptures is the word fear not. Fear not. John 12:15. Jesus said, fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, thy King cometh sitting on a donkey's coat. Fear not. This is the most repeated command in all of the scriptures. This command is in the Bible over 100 times. And there's a command in the Bible, I haven't counted them, but 365 commands that say something similar to fear not. It's one for every day. What does God want to let you know is that He's not giving us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And this command is repeated over and over in the Bible. We are commanded to put our trust in God and not to be afraid. Hallelujah. It's a command from God, but it's a good command. God wants us to know He's our King. God wants us to know He's in control of our lives. And no matter what happens, as a law called the law of Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Say it backwards, it makes more sense. To those that love God and are living according to His purpose, we know that all things work together for their good. Say all with me. All. Say it again. All. Let the devil know the storm you're going through, God is going to work all things to your good. Hallelujah. God is a good God. You know, the gospel is powerful. But think about it. The gospel is personal. And God wants us to know that we can trust Him. God wants us to bless us. You know, I love the scripture that says, His blessing is for a lifetime. You may be in a season of trouble. You may be in a season of weeping. But the Bible says that God's blessings are for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you're in a season of weeping, just hold on. You're headed for your sudden season of joy unspeakable that's full of glory. God is a good God, and God come to deliver us. The storms of life are real, but I tell you what, all things are possible, all things are real, all things are precious to them that believe, because God will show up and show off. He is our deliverer, He's our King, He's our Savior, He's our Holy Ghost baptizer, He's our sanctifier. He'll supply all our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the kind of God that I serve. Is that the kind of God you serve? Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's command is fear not. I remember years ago, you've heard my little stories over and over again, but they asked me to teach Sunday school. I said, yeah, I'll do that. And I walked away and fear tried to grip me. And I got alone with God, and the devil told me, you can't do this thing. Can you imagine the souls that wouldn't have been saved and the people that wouldn't have been blessed if I hadn't listened to the call of God on my life? Can you imagine the people that will not be saved and will not be blessed if you don't listen to the call of God upon your life? My Lord. But I got along with God, and He spoke to me out of Isaiah 41:10. Says, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I read that, fear left me immediately. I said, if I thought the devil was behind the door, I'd kick it down just to see if he's there. Hallelujah. We don't have fear. We have a spirit of power. We have a spirit of love. We have a spirit of a sound mind, and it all comes from God. Go and thank Him for it. Hallelujah. The third truth I want us to see in this group of scriptures today is that your King is coming, but not as you expect Him. Your King is coming, but not as you expect Him. Look at John 12:15 again. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy King cometh, sitting on a donkey's colt. Your King is coming, but not as you expect Him. Israel, they were expecting an earthly king, but Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. When the people saw Jesus riding in on that donkey, they probably thought it was all a joke. Horses were used by great leaders, by great men of importance, by men of war. Horses were used by kings. And the king would have the highest horse. And depending on your rank, they measured horses by a hand span. Depending on how tall your horse was, that let people know your position in the kingdom. Warriors, they rode horses, and leaders, another level, rode a higher horse. And the king, he rode the highest horse of all. But here comes Jesus riding in on a donkey's coat. People, his feet might have been dragging the ground. That thing had never been ridden. But I tell you what, when the master got on him, he showed him how to rule that thing. And if you let him get on your life, he'll show you how he can rule your life and make things a whole lot better in your life. This donkey, however, it was a part of God's plan. Many centuries before, the prophet Zechariah had written these words about the coming Messiah. Zechariah 9:9. Look at this. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout. I tell you, this is a shouting church here. This is a praising church. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Woo! I think I'll just take a praise break. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Do you feel that good? Hadn't got anything to do. I just read it. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice evermore. Again, I say rejoice. Go on, praise Him. Let's take a standing ovation. Come on. Let's take a standing ovation and praise our King. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy King cometh unto you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon a donkey, upon the coat of the foal of a donkey. All through His life, all through His public ministry, Jesus had proved Himself to be their Messiah. He had performed so many miracles. Cleansed the leper. He'd opened blinded eyes. He'd healed the sick. He'd raised the dead on 3 occasions. He offered forgiveness of sins to the sinner. He said to the lame man at Capernaum, whether it's easier to say your sins be forgiven to you or to say to the sick, rise, take up your bed and walk. See, none of it's hard to God. Whether's easier. He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sin on earth, I say to the sick, rise, be healed, and walk in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I say to the sick, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He raised the dead. He proved His identity by the place of His birth. He proved His identity by the miracles and signs and wonders. Yet the religious leaders, they refused to believe that He was their Messiah. Why? We be Abraham's seed. We're the religious group. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're sad, you see. That's why they call them Sadducees. You don't need religion. You need a relationship with the Most High God. His name is called Jesus, and He's on a mission to save us all. Hallelujah. Time and time again, these people rejected Him. And so much so that John put it this way. He came unto His own. His own received Him not. But I love the way he finished that. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on His name. And Jesus came into Jerusalem on that day once more. He was revealing His identity to the nation of Israel. This was their final opportunity to receive their King and to acknowledge Him for who He was. And anyone in that crowd that understood the prophecy of Zechariah, they should have known exactly what was happening. I mean, these people were versed in the Scriptures. Jesus presented Him just as the prophet had said. He came as a king, riding on a donkey, just as it had been prophesied. And Jesus made His triumphal entry into Jerusalem exactly 1 week before He would be raised from the dead. In just 5 days, some of these people, along with others, they would cry out, crucify Him! Crucify Him! And so His entrance into Jerusalem on this particular day, it was no coincidence. It was all a part of God's plan. If you reach in that pocket and take my handkerchief out, I'd appreciate it. Hallelujah. I don't know if the air conditioner is working out there, but I know one thing. I'm working up here. But that's all right. Hallelujah. I usually leave this place soaking wet anyway. That's all right. He's my King. Say it with me. He's my King. He's my King. Hallelujah. He came to them. They wanted a king on a war horse. They were wanting someone to save them from their temporary circumstances and from the oppression of the Roman government. I meet so many people, they don't want a savior. They just want Jesus to fix their temporary circumstances. But if you want your life fixed, you need a savior, and then you need to submit to his lordship. Hallelujah. They were looking for a temporary answer, but Jesus was bringing a permanent solution. And when Jesus came riding on that donkey, it was a part of God's plan. The Lord's entire life is centered around one day, the day that he would climb Mount Calvary and be nailed to the cross. The entire purpose for his living was to die on a cross. We tend to want a temporary answer, but Jesus came to provide a permanent solution. And he came to redeem you and me. Some people say, well, I've never done bad. Let me tell you, you still need to be redeemed. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. You must be born again. And then he who knew no sin, Jesus, was made sin with our sin on that cross so we could be made the righteousness of God in him. But you know, I thought about that little donkey. In many ways, we're like that donkeys. Donkeys can be stubborn. Donkeys can be rebellious, just like some people. We're like that donkey. And that donkey had to be redeemed by a lamb, and so do we. Look at Exodus 13:13. And every firstling of a donkey shall be redeemed with a lamb. Now that donkey was alive. You've heard some powerful testimonies about people that's still alive today. That donkey was alive and available for the Lord to use that day simply because it had been redeemed by the blood of the lamb. And you and I were born in sin and iniquities. And you and I, we have to be redeemed. And the only reason that the Lord can use people like you and me is because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The only reason I can get up here and preach and feel the anointing and you can enjoy the anointing and real Pentecostal worship is when the pulpit and the pew begin to flow together. Hallelujah, because we got chairs. But the only reason I can do that, the only reason Brother Wayne or any other preacher can preach the gospel is because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Anything else is a form and a fashion that denies the power of God. There is salvation in none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus, say it with me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. That name carries power in three worlds. The Lord found us in our sins. Think about it. But that is not where he left us. Isn't that wonderful? He has saved us by his grace. He has washed us in his blood. Look at 1 John 1:9. Because we all have a problem. None of us are wearing halos yet. That is a real devil. God knew we would face the enemy. We're in the world, but not of the world. So when we sin, it's not our nature to sin. We have God's divine nature. But we fail at times, and we do sin. Look at 1 John 1:9. John said, my little children, I write unto you, you sin not. But if any man sin, he has an advocate. Now look at 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, don't hide it. Don't try to hide it. Say, God, I have sinned. I have failed. I need for you to fix this thing. I need for you to take this out of my nature. I need to be washed in the blood. I need a transfusion from the glory world. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, God's blood has a mysterious power that washes away the stain of sin. If blood drips on this white shirt that I'm wearing, that doesn't cleanse this shirt. My blood would stain this shirt. But the blood of Jesus is different. And because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, someday we will stand before the throne of God, clothed with white robes that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah! Glory! How can you wash something in blood and it become white and remove the stains? It's because there's a mysterious ingredient in the blood of Jesus that removes all the stain of sin. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that you and I, as sons of men, could become sons and daughters of God. What a plan God had for fallen man to redeem us by the blood of the Lamb, to make us just as if we had never sinned, to impart to us His righteousness, to make us the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them, I will dwell in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They've been washed in robes of white in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. God became a person in the person of Jesus Christ, and He shed His blood to redeem us. That was precious blood. It was mysterious blood. It was royal blood. It was God's blood. It was holy blood. And the blood of Jesus washes away all the stains of sin. I just took a course at Nashville Bible College on the great hymns of the church. And I love those old songs. Dr. Mike Clark taught that, and I learned a new appreciation for the older hymns, especially the songs about the blood. I have a new appreciation for all those songs. And by the way, I believe it's April 11th. Fanny Crosby is going to be here. Actually, it's going to be someone impersonating her. And she wrote about 1,000 hymns, 500 that are recorded. She wrote some under pseudo names, but she'll be here, and she's going to do that first person. And that night, we're going to have Axon Jackson is going to be preaching that night. So we're in revival, church. Hallelujah. But I want you to listen to this old song about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen to these words. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nought for good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I overcome. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I reach my home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, this I sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise to Thee I bring. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing, 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 nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's some powerful theology that's found in that song right there. Let me say that again. That is some powerful theology that is found in that one song right there. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Redemption, my friends, is not an option. Redemption is a necessity. And nothing can redeem you and me except for the blood of Jesus. What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His life was taken on Calvary. His hands were nails scarred. His side was riven. He gave His life's blood for you and me. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. He gave His life's blood for you and me. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a Redeemer. Jesus. That redeemed us with His own precious blood. On Palm Sunday, when Jesus came riding into Jerusalem, they took palm branches and they went forth to meet Him and to welcome Him as their King. 1 week later, they would reject Him and give Him a crown of thorns. When Jesus was what they wanted Him to be, a King, they gave Him palm branches. When Jesus was what they needed Him to be, a Savior, they gave Him a crown of thorns. Jesus came the first time riding on the colt of a donkey. Jesus will come the second time riding on a white war horse with a garment dipped in blood and a name written on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, people can live like they want to, but Jesus is still the King of Kings and he is still the Lord of Lords. The only question that remains is this. Is Jesus your King? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you saved? If not, then you need to cry out to Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us now. If you're watching by live stream and the Lord has spoken to your heart, if you're in this church today and you want to come to this altar, as I look around, I think I know everybody in here. I believe everybody has been born again. But if you need to come and talk to the Lord, these altars are open. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, say, Jesus, you've spoken to my heart today. I know I'm lost. I need a Savior. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I know you went to that old rugged cross. You shed your precious blood. You were my substitute. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins. Come in my heart and wash me as white as snow. I receive you as my Savior. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, get in a good Bible-believing church. Get in a place where Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King. Let us stand.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. And I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
11:56. You got plenty of time to worship him.
Amazing love.
I landed early. Let's worship the King.
That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love.
Sister Henderson.
And it's my joy.
Good to see you walking. Hallelujah. I want you in the name of Jesus. Get behind her, brother. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing into this body. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for raising her up. Thank you for your miracle working power. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
You were condemned.
Hallelujah. Glory. Shout it, church. Hallelujah. Shout it for her miracle. Shout it for your miracle. Shout it because the King is here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory.
Amazing love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That you, my King, would die for me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amazing love. I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you.
Honor you, Lord.
In all
I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Goodness and your mercy to me. I honor you, Lord, for your goodness to my family. I thank you, Lord, for saving those that haven't even confessed you as Lord yet, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit will go and convict their hearts. They will come to the cross. I command the scales of darkness to fall from their eyes. Lord, your word says that the gospel is hid, is hid by the God of this world. Those should believe that are lost and see the light. Lord, bring them into light. Let conviction power, as we're praying in here today, Lord, We're seeding for tomorrow's miracles. Hallelujah. We're worshiping you, Lord, for your goodness, for your wonderful works to the children of men. We're doing it before it even happens, Lord, because we know that's how you work. Hallelujah. Faith pleases you. We release our faith and we release our praise and we release our adoration. And we thank you, Jesus, that you came to give us life and to give that to us more abundantly. Hallelujah. I release God's healing, miracle-working power into every person here. Anyone watching by live stream, listening by Willie Radio, I release God's healing anointing. And I say, be healed, be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You hallelujah. You are my King. You are my King.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus
you
all right,
you're okay. You're
all right. Are my King.
Father, I bless Mandisi.
Jesus, you
command that spirit of anger. Go!
Are my
in the name of Jesus,
King.
And I release God's peace. Lord, He loves you.
Amazing
Lord, help Him
love
be able to control His emotions in Jesus' name. Glory. Glory to God.
That you might
Lord, I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Me.
Hananiah, be blessed. Glory.